Hey, good morning, Playhouse in the Morning, 194.0, Jamie, Amy K. So kind of a funny Reddit thread going, and people really getting on board with it, and people started naming off things they absolutely loved and adored as children, but as adults, they really hate it. And some of the ones on there included, like SpaghettiOs, canned ravioli, stuff like that. As a kid, you probably thought that was just amazing, and I remember it very fondly, but I bet you if I had some Chef Boyardee right now, it would taste just revolting, I'm pretty sure. Unless you're Amy and probably still
okay.
Eat that way.
I eat the raviolis, not the SpaghettiOs. Chef Boyardee, he's a true masterpiece.
This true chef.
Also on the list, like buffets. Oh, I still love buffets, so they can shut up. Gelatin desserts, candy corn. Candy corn. Getting mail, because as kids, if you got mail, it was probably something fun. But now it's always a bill or junk mail or something like that. How about sleeping at a friend's house? Super cool when you're a kid. Don't you just like sleeping in your own bed now?
Yeah, no, I don't like sleepovers.
You would have a sleepover now?
I would.
As an adult, junk food for breakfast. You felt like you were just high as a kid. I mean, kite as a kid. You probably were with all that sugar. Now as an adult, you're like, oh my God, why did I start my day with this garbage? And stuff like that. There's more on here. I don't want to read more because I thought we could make our own list.
Junk food for breakfast?
Yeah.
Do you guys see what I'm going to eat for breakfast?
Yes, I always do.
I see the pile of Reese's.
You are still a child.
I think I would have the appetite of a child, but...
Well,
besides
as
that.
Somebody that's still pretty youthful in a lot of their decision-making, can you think of something you loved and adored as a kid, but as an adult, you hate it? Can you come up with one?
Yeah, and it's actually it makes me kind of sad because if I ever have kids, I feel like I'm going to truly let them down. Roller coasters. I used to love them. We had a Six Flags in Illinois, and I would have the year pass, so we would go constantly all the time. My friends and I would go on all the roller coasters. I loved upside down things, and my senior year in high school, I was in a really bad car accident, and I kind of hurt my head. And so now I can't really go on roller coasters. I get sick.
You like the loop-de-loops, the upside down, all that
even
stuff?
Even like the spinny ones,
mm-hmm.
Even just here at like our fair, Red River Valley Fair, I can't go on them.
Okay, something you absolutely adored as a child, but as an adult, not so much, Jamie.
Okay, so I have two things. And everybody knows how much I hate Caillou. I really loved Caillou as a child. In fact, it was my favorite show. I even watched
this
it when I was
This show has
older.
Been on for that long.
Okay.
How did
not,
I not watch
I
this growing
not
up?
I am that old.
That show's been on for 57 years?
No, I don't mean it like that. I thought it was honestly like a new show that just came out like in the past 5 years.
No, they canceled it.
He's canceled?
Yeah, Caillou's canceled.
Wow, thanks, cancel culture.
Is that why?
Getting up on Caillou?
No, they just canceled it, not because of anything. But
oh,
I loved it as a child. I even maybe watched it like till an older age than I should have. But as like a parent, I hate it. So that's my big one. But also Jell-O. As a child, I used to eat Jell-O, regurgitate it into a bowl, and mix it with ice cream. And it was my favorite dessert.
Listen, I have a really good Jell-O recipe you might like.
Does it involve her barfing it into a bowl? Because
no.
That's her favorite.
Put some vodka in there. You'll like this one.
You guys have never done that as kids. You would never soften your Jell-O, like chew on it and then spit it back into your bowl.
Not Jell-O, but you know, I used to put ice cream in a bowl and I would stir it a lot. So it kind of came like
creamy.
Soupy, almost creamier.
That,
yeah.
I got respect for that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that too. I don't remember what the context was, but I already told you mine the other day because it's a recent thing that I realized. So growing up, there's a couple of shows I thought were great, and they're getting redone now, and I was like, that's super fun. I'm probably going to still really like that. And recently, Hulu took a crack at these guys.
It's time for Animaniacs, and we're saving it to the max.
But you know what? It's not any good. They did take a crap at it. It's not good.
Why? Like, the storyline, how they look, I never watched
it. You know what?
It.
They look exactly the same. The humor's probably exactly the same. It is exactly the same in every way, and that might be the problem.
I don't like it.
It doesn't work for me. I don't like it. As a kid, I did.
You want to know a show it's a movie I loved as a kid, and then once we got Disney Plus, when that came out, I was so excited. I thought, I'm going to watch this probably every day as I go to bed. James and the Giant Peach. Watch it now as an adult. That movie is trash.
Yeah.
And it's the claymation. Who did that? It's terrible.
It's a weird movie. It probably looks pretty dated. I'm sure
yeah.
When it came out, you were like, ooh.
I used to love it as a kid. I would watch it all the time. So I got Disney Plus. I was so excited. I started watching it. I was like, what was wrong with me?
Well, I think we remember things being different.
It's true. Yeah, it's definitely true. You've seen some texted things they adored as a child, but as an adult, not so much.
It's funny because some of these things Amy still eats. Uncrustables.
First off, Uncrustables are delicious. Get the grape flavor. You'll enjoy it.
Somebody said tomatoes. I think I ate so many as a kid. I got sick of them. And somebody else said, this is kind of surprising to me, but I loved chocolate and candy and anything sweet as a kid. As I got older and more obsessed with my fitness, I took simple sugars out. And now I'm somebody who doesn't even like the taste of sugar. It's weird, I know, but I can't stand chocolate anymore or even candy.
You know, there are certain things, especially that really sweet stuff. As a kid, you're like, you know what? Yeah. This is amazing. I really like this. As you get older, your taste buds kind of change. They evolve. And you're like, you know what? I don't want this chocolate-covered potato chip anymore. Give me some chocolate-covered asparagus.
I don't think that really happens.
I used to love, like, Pixie Sticks.
Like, oh, the those? Ones that are, yeah, like, I don't like those. Sugar.
And as a kid, I'd be like, Mom, I need it for energy. And I would, like, take them back and get super excited and have all this energy. Now, if you try a Pixie Stick, like, I thought maybe one morning I was really tired. I was like, well, let's try one of these.
You went to the gas station and bought Pixie Sticks at, like, 5 in the morning?
I already had them.
Oh.
You know what? In that vein, you know something? And it's another thing that just got brought back, and it's probably exactly the same. I have fond memories of Dunkaroos. And when it came out that they were coming back, I threw a parade, man. I was so happy. And we got some, and the kids really liked them. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait to stick this in my mouth. I don't like it at all. It was gross.
What about Capri Suns? Jamie gave me a couple. I used to love Capri Suns. Now they still, I think, are delicious. They're just too small for me. I suck them down too fast.
I was babysitting for a friend, and she had a five-year-old. And so I was like, what do five-year-olds like? So I got, like, Capri Suns and some snacks. And then after he left, I was like, well, we're not going to have them. So I was like, oh, Amy will take all the stuff I got for the five-year-old.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. They just could have made them bigger.
All this segment really did is express that you really need somebody to, like, guide you through your shopping, probably.
I've tried it. I hired like a health coach to take me shopping at Hornbacher's once.
How'd that go?
I mean, look at me. I'm eating Reese's for breakfast.
Do they have a job anymore? Apparently not.
Wait, the business did shut down.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't want to make it all awkward. It's just, I bet, do they have a job with you anymore?
No.
So the answer is, I guess, no either way, unfortunately. That's too bad. Did she get you some good stuff, or did you not eat any of it?
It was a he.
Amy, somebody said you need to cut the top off of a Capri Sun, add vodka, and then use a straightener to seal it up again.
Get out of town. What a world we're living in.
Well, make sure you don't give that to a kid.
Yeah. What child am I hanging out with?
Well, kid all the time.
I'm not going to cut a Capri Sun. How many of the Capri Suns do you think I had that I was like, oh, I don't know if this is the regular Capri Sun or the vodka Capri Sun?
Well, you'll probably have a lot more now that you put vodka in there, I guess. Love Doctors Yet Today, something new that people are doing called a workcation. What that is, mailbag situation yet today, too. Hang on.